I was pondering a theme of the live and rest was shown. Today, let's learn about rest of the Bible, and I'd like to share my blessings given during my sabbatical leave. Let's open your Bible. Today's part is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Today's title is God's Rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Let's read. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed enter the rest, just as God has said. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his works have been finished since the creation of the world. For someone he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, on the seventh day God rested from all his works. And again in the passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This is he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as in passage already quoted. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. The word Sabbath rest appears in the Bible. The day of rest is called Sabbath. There are two Japanese words meaning rest, ansoku and kyusoku. Kyusoku uses two characters meaning rest and breath. In other words, kyusoku means take a breath with stop moving your body, stop thinking. This is kyusoku. But Sabbath rest means more than that, more than kyusoku. In the Bible, breath sometimes means souls and spirits. So, ansoku rest can be understood as a state where the spirit or soul is at rest. We experience there's no peace, although our body is resting. You're supposed to be resting on your day off, but your mind is buzzing and restless. And you might not be able to find peace because of your worries or concerns. Thinking that way, Sabbath rest is not just a day off. Sabbath is not only for resting, but also for finding spiritual peace. And that is the purpose of keeping the Sabbath. And today, let's learn three things about rest. Sabbath rest from Hebrew. First, rest shows a peace, place. Second, rest shows time. Third is rest shows repose. Rest shows rest itself. And let's think each of three meanings. The author of Hebrews encouraged us to enter God's rest. Let God's rest be my rest, be our rest. And the first point, rest shows a place. In other words, we are still in the process. We are still on the way. Let's read chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. And verse 3. Now, we who have believed enter the rest. In chapter 4, the word enter appears repeatedly. In the phrase, enter the rest indicates place. And the background of this word rest was obviously the journey to the Exodus. The Israelites used to be lived as slaves in Egypt, but after they were rescued and freed, the promised land was shown to them through Moses. And therefore the Israelites put an end to their slavery in Egypt. The freed Israelites immediately began their journey to the Exodus. They became travelers and sojourners for 40 years in the wilderness. Finally, at the end of their journey, They are invited to enter the resting place that God has prepared for them. And let's read Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 10. But you will cross the Jordan and settle in the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and he will give you rest from all your enemies around you so that you will live in safety. Canaan, the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, became the end point of Exodus' journey. As God had promised, the Israelites entered the promised land. However, we have not yet arrived in the promised land. We have not yet entered into the Sabbath. In other words, our journey is not over yet. We are still on the road to the promised land. Last year, I took a sabbatical leave. I planned to go to Israel, but I couldn't. I gave up. And I and my wife went to Karuizawa. Why Karuizawa? I heard that Negumi Share Karuizawa would be closed in last autumn. This facility is for studying for Christians. The facility was built by American missionary as Bible school and used by many believers for studying and staying. The facility is our memorial place. Since it was 30 years, we went to Karuizawa end of September. It was autumn season. And I remember God's rest. This place remember me God's rest. The trip to Karuizawa was finished, but our journey is not end, still on the way. I think your travel to You're on the way to enter the rest. And second, unsoaked rest means time, short time. What kind of time it shows? Verse 4, for somewhere he had spoken about the seventh day in these words, on the seventh day God rested from all his works. And again, in the passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. So what does it mean when it says that rest points to time? What it shows us is that we are not yet complete. We are not finished. The background of chapter 4, verse 4 is undoubtedly the work of creation. It took God 6 days to create this world. On the seventh day, he rested from all his work. He blessed this seventh day and designated it as a holy day, the Sabbath. The Bible says so. The Sabbath was instituted at the time of Exodus. The Ten Commandments were given through Moses at Mount Sinai. In the Ten Commandments, God said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. God's people, Israel, were to keep this Sabbath. God's people, Israel, kept the Sabbath day and Sabbath time with great care. As they continued their journey to the promised land, the land of rest, Canaan, they sacrificed the seventh day every week, and had a Sabbath day and a Sabbath time. Just as God had finished his work of creation and rested, they stopped their work, stopped their journey, and had a time of rest. Thus, for 40 years, the Sabbath and the Sabbath time were observed without fail. However, the journey to the Exodus reveals a surprising ending to us. What kind of consequences? There were people who did not enter the promised land. Chapter 4, verse 5, they shall never enter my rest. But why? Chapter 4, verse 2 says, for we also have had a good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Sabbath points us to the time. It encourages us to create our normal work, to suspend our activities, and to have a time of rest. It doesn't mean a time to do nothing. It is a time of the word, a time of faith. It is a time for the word to connect, a time to listen closely to the voice of God. Why do we need such a time? It is because our faith is incomplete. Do you know Pastor Yeonjo Hao, founder of Onuri Church in Korea? He worked as the great evangelist, pastor, and a superb messenger. And he wrote a book. He wrote books. And one of his books is Faith is Perfected in Waiting. What a great title. Of course, the content is so great, wonderful. But now we can buy it. But faith is perfected in waiting tells us an important thing. Faith can be compared to be the growth of plant. The seed of the word of God is sown, and faith is not completed immediately. Faith is given water and nourishment, and it takes time to grow. Jesus also taught us about the growth of faith through the parable of the four seeds. The seeds takes time and effort to grow. There are many obstacles that hinder its growth. But faith sown on good ground will eventually bear fruit 30 times or 60 times and 100 times. People who grow fruits and vegetables take time and effort to do so. They wait and wait for it to grow. God is also waiting for our faith to grow over time, bear fruit, and be completed. God is also waiting for our faith. Faith to grow. So that's why we have to be aware and say, my faith is not yet complete. My faith is The writer of Hebrews was aware that our faith was incomplete. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the founder who gave us the faith and started us. Our faith is still work in progress, incomplete, but the time of completion will surely come. We are waiting for that time. And people have asked me what I did on my sabbatical leave. The first answer was that I went on small trip, but the second answer was that I worshipped on Sunday. A respected pastor told me that this is called a worship pigment, a pilgrimage, worship pilgrimage. Like a pilgrim, I attended a different service each week and prayed for that church, especially the neighboring churches in Tsuchiura and Tsukuba. This was truly enriching experience that I have never had before. Normally, we don't have the opportunity to attend the service of neighboring churches. Even so, there were many churches of various groups in Tsuchiura, Tsukuba alone. Each church had its own unique flavor and color. Each service was conducted in its own way, and the pastor assigned to each church gave a truly wonderful sermon. Usually, when I worship at Megumi Church, someone is always on my mind. That someone could be newcomer or someone who hasn't been to the service in a long time. And there are many things to worry about, such as whether there will be any incident during the service. But on the worship pilgrimage, I became a worshiper, pure worshiper. In each church, each time, I received a different blessing and had a time of rest. It was a time when the world was bound together by faith. Worship is a time for us to be shown that we are halfway there, that we are incomplete. At the same time, the Sabbath is a time for us to receive God's invitation. Sabbath is the time when we seek rest in order to perfect our faith. We will continue to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, the founder and perfecter of our faith. I want to continue to walk in such a way. And the last, third meaning. Rest means rest. Sabbath rest means rest. As I said at the beginning, rest and repose are different. Ansoku and Kyusoku are different. They are not the same. Kyusoku rest is a word that means mental and physical rest. On the other hand, Ansoku rest means spiritual rest. In other words, we need the peace of soul in rest. Creation is God's work that took 6 days to complete. God worked to create this world. Then he placed the completed created world in the hands of man. God commanded man to fill the earth and to furrow the earth. He placed man in the Garden of Eden and told him to cultivate it and protect it. That is why we also are to work. That God has entrusted to us. Labor is valuable and necessary in the presence of God, and as the teacher, Pastor Kanda gave a message last week, we are to work delighted. We are to work using talents to God has entrusted to us. At the same time, we need and are called upon to rest. It is important to rest in your work as God has rested in his work. This is why God established the Sabbath. This is the purpose of the Sabbath, not only to rest mentally and physically, but also to rest spiritually and to find peace in our soul. When we travel to Karuizawa, it was Sunday, and we are finding a church to worship. And we chose Karuizawa Sho Memorial Chapel. The chapel is real chapel, belongs to Anglican Church, Japanese Anglican Church. Anglican is Protestant church, but not general Protestant church. Their flavor is middle of Catholic and Protestant. They are Protestant church with Catholic like, and we heard a wonderful message in their worship, and we could join Holy Communion service at the same time. Anglican Holy Communion service has flow, beautiful flow. It was like tea ceremony of Japan. Beautiful. This is the chapel of this photo is the chapel. And this is the first church in Karuizawa. The founder of the chapel is missionary Alexander Croft Shaw, who was born in Canada and had worked as a missionary of Anglican Church. His work was so wonderful and great, and because missionary Shaw built his holiday house, the summer resort of Karuizawa became really famous. And look at the right part of the photo, the signboard of the chapel. I'm going to introduce the words on the signboard. Missionary Sho used it as a place of rest and fellowship, as well as a place of worship and spiritual refuge. The chapel was built in 1895 and is still open to all people as a place to praise the God of creation, pray, rest quietly, and read the Bible. The words are written. I and my wife were able to visit the resting place on earth and experience the realization that we were able to have a moment of rest on this day. Last year was my 20th year since I have worked for Jura Megumi Church. It was still a half of the Exodus, a 40-year journey through the wilderness. I have talked God's words for 20 years. In church school, I talked to children. In teens class, I talked to high school and junior high school students. And recently, I gave message to young men, young people. It was natural as pastor. I kept outputting for 20 years. But during my sabbatical leave, I didn't give any message. And I had been asked who I am. To give message, I felt I confirmed who I am, but sabbatical leave, I didn't give any message and I had been asked who I am. It was not easy and simple, but clearly I know I am on the way to the promised land. I am in complete man of faith. My faith journey will continue until Jesus Christ will finish my faith. My journey continue. God is pointing to the heavenly Jerusalem and inviting us to enter the promised land. He is inviting us to enter into the rest He has prepared for us. I want to continue to walk with the Lord and continue my journey of faith toward to the promised land. Let us pray. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Dear God, our journey of faith, given and guided by you, is still in the middle of the road, just as the Israelites traveled to promised land. We continue to walk as travelers and sojourners on our journey to the heavenly city. But you also tell us to take a rest. You tell us to rest both physically and mentally, and at the same time to have spiritual rest and receive peace in our souls. Although we are immature and incomplete, may we continue to move forward without taking our eyes off of Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. And one day, when we stand at the gates of heaven, may we hear your voice calling out to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We pray in the name of the Lord who guides us in our journey of faith, the Lord of Sabbath, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.